ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, on Friday, with governments promising renewed efforts to stop domestic and family violence, the New South Wales Cabinet has held its first meeting dedicated to women's safety. At the end of that meeting, the Acting Premier Prue Carr promised an emergency family violence package would be announced within days, not weeks. This morning, the New South Wales government is announcing $230 million in funding over 4 years towards family violence prevention and support. For more, I'm joined by Rose Jackson, the New South Wales Minister for Housing and Mental Health. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Yeah, great to be with you.
What are the priorities for this funding?
Look, I mean, this is important to emphasise. This is just the first step. This is not the last thing that we'll have to say on this, but we want to show the community that we really understand the time for talk is over and we need to get on with action. Key priorities in the package today are more support for the domestic violence sector, in particular programs that we know work, such as Staying Home, Leaving Violence and the Integrated Domestic Violence Support Worker Program. You know, there are things that we are trying that are doing good work that are not scaled currently and not available statewide. And so we're injecting additional money into making sure that every woman in New South Wales has access to those programs through the domestic violence sector. We're also flagging changes to the justice system. And we know that currently, whether it's through the police or the courts or corrections, women are not being well supported from male violence. And so there will be changes to the justice system. And we're also funding primary prevention. We're also doing that work. The first New South Wales primary prevention strategy, millions of dollars to roll out education campaigns in our schools to look at respectful relationships. So there are many things that need to change about the current way that this issue is addressed by government, and today's announcement gets that process underway in New South Wales.
What about the issue? You were touching on it just briefly there, the issue of women in rural, regional and remote New South Wales. There are limited services often and there is increased danger for women who are trying to access them. It's one thing to have confidentiality, but often there's not anonymity. Someone sees you filling up at the car at the petrol station, they wonder where you're going, or you're parked out the front of a doctor or another service. How important is it to get services that really meet people where they are in the regions?
Yeah, it's essential. I mean, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, we do see quite high numbers of male violence against women in regional areas, and it's even more difficult in those communities to access services. So some of the programs that I mentioned there, the Staying Home, Leaving Violence program and the Integrated Domestic Violence Support Worker program, they're currently not available statewide. I mean, we know they work. We've been trialling them and piloting them for far too long, to be honest. And when we know programs work, it's outrageous that they're not available statewide, that women in regional areas would not have access to these programs. So our funding today extends those programs to the entire state. And it's a really important step to make sure, no matter where you are in New South Wales, these kinds of programs through the domestic violence sector that we know work to protect women are available. And look, a big issue in the regions is also access to housing. Mm. I know that. And, you know, we, as I said, this announcement today is the first step. It's not the final step. We will have more to say on housing. And I recognise that in a regional town, if you don't have somewhere else to go, then your safety's at risk and your kids' safety's at risk. And that's something that we need to really address as well.
Minister, a pilot program in Newcastle is providing women staying in a car park with food and drinks, a shower, food and drink showers, toilets, laundry, kitchen facilities, and access to television. Is there a danger that without the right investment, these temporary measures could end up becoming permanent?
Yeah, absolutely. I know of that pilot. It's being philanthropically funded. It's not a government program, but it's coming from a place of just wanting to address the fact that there are women and children living in cars in areas like Newcastle. And it's completely heartbreaking. When I went up there recently and was told about it, you know, my heart sank because I know why programs like that are coming up. It's because there's nowhere else for those women and children to go. But clearly that's a band-aid. clearly we don't want to send the message that our solution to women and children who are leaving violence is, well, stay in your car and we'll give you a safe place to park your car. No, that's not acceptable. We need to provide more long-term housing. We have opened a new Koran cluster. That's a dedicated women's refuge in Newcastle, but one's not enough. There needs to be more. We need to open ones in Lake Macquarie and Singleton and other areas and the Maitland as well. And we need to provide more long-term housing. There's no two ways about it. I won't accept a situation where women have to live in their cars and we offer them a shower and some food, and that's the extent of the housing solution that's available to them.
How much urgency is there from the government when it comes to the issue of bail laws, of which obviously there's been concern raised in the Molly Ticehurst case, and the use of registrars in regional areas rather than having a duty magistrate to make these crucial decisions?
Yeah, I mean, there's urgency in every single element of the government's response to this, and bail's just part of that. I mean, our bail laws failed Molly Ticehurst. They also failed Danny Finlay-Jones, a New South Wales woman who died last year. And so the time to act is long past. You know, we need to get on with the fact that our justice system is clearly not supporting women from men who have a pattern of violence, and often it's escalating violence against women. So there is real urgency. This isn't something that we've just woken up to and realised is wrong. We've known for some time. These signs have been clear. What we have now is a willingness from government to act, and it's absolutely clear to us that the justice system is failing women. There are other parts of the system that are failing women too, and we're just trying to systematically, thoughtfully get on with identifying each and every one of them and then taking action, not just talking about it, taking action. And that's going to happen with urgency in all of those areas.
Just briefly, what do the figures tell you about unmet demand? Women who are seeking help, who've made that brave step of getting out or speaking up, but the help's just not there?
Look, in the area of homelessness, I can tell you the main reason why women experience homelessness is leaving domestic violence, and that 50% of that demand is unmet. So that's just in one area alone. 50% of women who take that step to leave cannot get the housing support that they need. And we know that right across the sector, whether it's support, whether it's support for their kids, whether it's mental health support, that there is unmet demand in all of those areas. So, as I said, I'm very motivated to meet that housing need. But the money that's been announced today really is going to provide women with a lot of support for those wraparound services, family law, mental health, police liaison, that sort of thing. But, you know, it's an area where we know we have to do more. We're determined to make sure women who reach out for help, there's someone to take their hand and hold it.
Rose Jackson, we'll need to leave it there. Thank you for your time.
No worries. Good to chat.
That's Rose Jackson there, the Minister for Housing and Mental Health in New South Wales.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.